This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, get along now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Past the hour, it is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out today. In the meantime, you have Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. We are all in different places. I'm in Los Angeles. Victoria is in New York, and Kara is in Washington, D.C. And those might be the three cities on the planet that are paying most attention to the tax plan going on in the House of Representatives. They are going to be voting on the tax plan this week. The Senate just last week, ladies, introduced their version of a tax relief plan. Over the weekend, you know, a lot of the Sunday shows spend time talking about this. They have lots of talking heads deciding whether or not it's going to be good for America to have tax reliefs or not. Well, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said over this past weekend that he misspoke when he previously said nobody in the middle class would get a tax increase under the new GOP plan. He said, quote, "You can't guarantee that absolutely no one sees a tax increase, but what we are doing is targeting levels of income and looking at the average in those levels, and the averages will be tax relief for the average taxpayer in each of those segments." That was according to Mitch McConnell. He told the New York Times that to clarify his statement. The Kentucky Republican initially said that nobody in the middle class is going to get a tax increase under the Senate bill that was unveiled last Thursday. The Senate plan came as the House voted Thursday afternoon along party lines to pass its own bill out of the Ways and Means Committee. And as I mentioned, they'll take that up this week, and it should easily pass through the House of Representatives. The Senate, however, has offered quite a different plan, and then the blending begins. So after the House passes this bill, the Senate will try to pass their bill, and then they go to committee, which means that they will they'll try to conference actually together these two bills. And one of the sticking points, and Victoria, Kara, you and I have to, the three of us have talked about this, is whether or not you'll be able to do state and local tax deductions in places like California or in New York or in Illinois, which are very high tax states. Typically, you'd be able to write off large parts of your income tax from the state, and you'd have lots of property tax deductions available to you. Well, I was happy to see the Senate says they don't want any of those deductions. As part of their plan, they want to make sure that no one is getting deductions for local and state taxes. The House plan, however, does offer some relief to people in California, New York, and Illinois. That's how they're actually going to be able to get this bill passed this week, is because they've offered a compromise of sorts that would allow small deductions for property taxes and for homeowners specifically to be able to deduct from their income tax what they pay to their local and state government. And so Kevin Brady, who has written this bill for the House, he's the head of the Ways and Means Committee, he said, "That's not coming out. We're standing strong on that. The House is going to fight for this one. The Senate is not going to be able to write the ticket." And that made me feel a little bit better if this does stand up, because again, this will provide large benefits for people in the middle of the country, but the coasts are looking for a little benefit as well. They don't want to see taxes go up in those states. And I'm glad to see that Kevin Brady is actually standing strong on this. I believe that he will continue to do that as they move these bills together.
Yeah, I mean, if you live in a place like in New York City where I am, you know, we have on top of everything else that we pay tax on, we have the city tax, and then I'm not a homeowner, but certainly my friends who own property are freaking out about this, because and like in LA and California, I mean, the property tax is high, and so to have that taken away, to be able to write that off, I mean, that, or write off part of it, that's got a lot of people very, very worried about this. So I'm happy to hear someone is going to stand up for those three states. I mean, that's basically Chicago, LA, and New York is what they're, you know, really aimed at when they say Illinois. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad someone's saying something, because just word on the street is people are freaking out about it. Well, and a lot of people, a lot of conservatives are saying, well, maybe this puts the pressure on California and on New York and on Illinois to not overtax. Because what's happening right now is that the rest of the country is subsidizing the taxes, the tax burden of you, Victoria, of me in California, and of our friends in Illinois, because that's the rest of the country isn't taxed like we are. And so
right.
Some people will say that this might actually be a good thing because it'll put the pressure on Albany, on the capital of New York, on Sacramento, the capital of California, to try to actually reduce some of the burden of living here, because that's one thing. I mean, California, Los Angeles specifically, I see it every day, and in talking to my friends, guys, people are packing up and leaving because they just simply can't afford to live here anymore. It has gotten so expensive.
Yep.
And you're getting taxed on everything, not just your properties, but you're also now getting taxed. I mean, we get $1.12, I think, on average, higher than the average cost for gasoline that everybody else in the country pays. I mean, it's just unbelievable where they tax you coming and going in California. And people are saying, look, enough already. We're out of here.
Right. It's true. I mean, and, you know, in New York City as well, with the way that real estate has been going, there really is just, we're getting to the point now where there is no middle class in Manhattan. There are a few people who are rent stabilized, who can stay in their apartments for a long time. But a lot of rental buildings, the rent has just priced everybody out of the neighborhood, and a lot of the buildings have been sold and they're being converted to, you know, single family homes. And so that, you know, and that's a, you know, a $20 million price tag on those. So there's only the 1% of the 1% is going to be left in Manhattan if it just keeps going in the direction that it's going. But I just don't see, I don't know. I mean, I understand the argument that it can put the onus on Albany, our state capital, and out in Los Angeles, and having the states try to address this, but I just don't see them lowering the taxes.
We live in a great place, but we also want to make sure we're getting value for our money. So we'll continue to follow this story because it's going to be a big one over the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, the Army making a big announcement. They've changed their policy on mental health and several other stipulations that prevented people from joining the service. We'll go through that with you next. It's a DJV show at 14 minutes past the hour.
Computer, execute 12.4P operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night, so your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now, for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com. Code DJV.
This is Doug Steffen with a focus on Vivint Smart Home. This is the number one smart home services provider in America. It wants to make your home smarter and your life easier. And wow, doorbell cameras, security cameras, smart thermostats, door and window sensors, smoke detectors. There's all of this and more connected through a unified network with centralized control. Vivint Systems. Simple, intuitive, and something that you need if you want to make things easier in your home. What a great idea to give somebody that you care about, that may be home alone, a Vivint system. How about that for a Christmas idea? Automatic climate control, optimum comfort. You can speak to the person at the front door with a Vivint system. You can open the door. Call 855-718-6167 to get all the benefits. Vivint Home Systems, 855-718-6167.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's the DJV Show, 16 minutes past the hour, and the Army making a big decision over the weekend. They say people with a history of self-mutilation, bipolar disorder, depression, drug and alcohol abuse, those people were mostly disqualified from joining the service. Well, now they can seek waivers to join the Army under an unannounced policy that was enacted back in August. The decision to open Army recruiting to those with mental health conditions comes as the service faces a challenging goal of recruiting 80,000 new soldiers through September 2018. To meet last year's goal of 69,000, the Army accepted more recruits who fared poorly on aptitude tests, increased the number of waivers granted for marijuana use, and offered hundreds of millions of dollars in bonuses. Expanding the waivers for mental health is possible in part because the Army now has access to more medical information about each potential recruit, according to a spokesperson. In a statement, the Army issued the ban on waivers in 2009 amid an epidemic of suicides among troops. The decision was primarily due to the increased availability of medical records and other data, which is now more readily available. These records allow Army officials to better document applicant medical histories, but accepting recruits with those mental health conditions in their past carries a risk, of course. Mm-hmm. This is a psychiatrist who retired from the Army as a colonel in 2010, Elizabeth Ritchie, and she's an expert on waivers for military service. People with a history of mental health problems are more likely to have those issues resurface than those who do not. So they're saying that it's a better medical system. Everything is more computerized. There are databases. That part I think we can agree with over 2009, ladies. But I think the bigger question here is why more people aren't joining the Army. And I think that has a lot to do with people realizing that they're actually going to have to maybe do something now, that war is nearby. I mean, it used to be that people would join the service, and a lot of times it was never really the intention of those people to have to go and see combat because they would be given certain benefits, and they'd be given VA treatment, health care,
education
to buy a house, education, and they may not have to go. Now we live in such a strange time where these people our military is tired, and they know that they might have to see combat. That as part of their tour.
I think they also have seen a lot. I mean, you know, PTSD is so prevalent, and I think that it's become so public. People know that there are real risks associated with serving in the military, and I don't know that, you know, families want their children doing that, and knowing that there's, you know, a likelihood of mental disorder that can arise from being in the service. And, you know, it's like you said, Jen, it's a scary time right now. So I'm not surprised that the enrollment is down, but I don't know if this is the right answer. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems that maybe with benefits and bonuses, that seems to be the way to go. I wouldn't mind. I mean, define depression. I mean, there are a lot of people who suffer with depression who are very functional people when treated with medication. And so that doesn't necessarily bother me. Maybe drug and alcohol abuse. The Army wouldn't allow anyone in who actually had these markers, who have maybe got caught being drunk or under the influence. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not always, I mean, you're talking about young people. Maybe they're not always drinking. Maybe they're not alcoholics. Maybe they had a bad night. Okay, maybe in those cases. But for people who are cutters, who are mutilating themselves, mm-hmm. that to me spells danger because you're having to care for those people.
Yep.
Maybe in moments of combat, you know, and that's a tough thing. Bipolar disorder can be treated, but again, that can be a little dicey, especially in high stress situations. So it doesn't say that everybody with these conditions are going to be allowed in, but it does say that they will be considered. And in some cases, you know, as depression or maybe alcohol abuse, I guess, but in other cases, hopefully they're going to really give them a good looking at, and they'll use scrutiny to decide who's going to be coming in and who's going to stay out.
Thank you. The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
I know, right? There's a little bit of that.
It sounds like it. 23 minutes past the hour of the DJV show. This is Sia, and she's got her first Christmas album. Let's crank this up, Kara, because it sounds like she might be eating some, like, cranberry sauce or some pumpkin pie. Let's take a listen. My snowman and me.
I'm getting a little Amy Winehouse from her, right?
Yeah, she's got a beautiful voice.
I mean, Amy Winehouse is like a martini.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's got it totally. It's like she's talking like this. She's got a beautiful sound, but this may be a little strange. This is Snowman from Sia's first Christmas album. She's been giving fans a taste of the treat. She's been gifting them in her first ever holiday album. What's the story, Victoria?
Well, she said that she had thought about that there's a real shortage of good Christmas music, and she said obviously there's the classics, but there's really nothing new. And she said, I just got to the point where I started thinking about the themes of Christmas and mistletoe and Santa Claus and elves and everything. And she said, all the subject matter's there. I just started writing melodies to go along with all those themes. And she said it was really easy and it was really fun, so we did it in 2 weeks. So, I don't know. I mean, this song is kind of cute. So, I don't know. I think there's another one out, too.
All right, Santa's Coming For Us. Santa's Coming For Us? That sounds like a horror movie. That's cute.
Yeah, this is cute.
I can't believe we're already doing Christmas music.
I know.
Holy moly, where did this year go? Every Day is Christmas from Sia, scheduled to arrive November the 17th. You can mark that on your Christmas list. Catch it later this week. All right, also in the Christmas spirit, I love this story because I think that if Nick Jonas had his way, he would be dating Shania Twain. Nick Jonas has a Shania crush, and the two of them
have gotten a little cozy for the holidays on their new Best of Tracks. Say All You Want for Christmas. This is a bit of it that we're hearing now. The Christmas ballad has a romantic theme expressed through lyrics like, I'm going to love you like it's always Christmas Eve. I'm going to sacrifice a selfish part of me. Nick Jonas offered a confession to Billboard that Shania Twain was his lifetime crush. The song's chosen genre is home base for Twain, but it's not the first time Jonas has crossed over from R&B into a more folksy sound. He performed a duet with Kelsea Ballerini at the 2016 Country Music Awards, and he joined Shania Twain on stage at the Stagecoach Music Festival in April performing Party for Two. Brr. The singer of Man, I Feel Like a Woman, Shania Twain, returned to the spotlight in September after she was gone for 15 years with her new album, Now, which peaked at number one on the Billboard 200. The collaboration is featured on This Is Christmas compilation EP, which also features Elton John, Fall Out Boy, and The Vamps. Say All You Want for Christmas from Nick Jonas and Shania Twain. What do we think, guys? I mean, could there be a little hanky-panky going on behind the scenes, or do you think Nick is just admiring Shania from afar?
Oh, I think Nick would like to get up on in there, but, you know, I mean, I don't know how Shania feels. She might just think he's, you know, a kid. How old is Shania? Like, is she...
She's gonna be in her late 40s, maybe 50, right?
Okay. I mean, I think if she was single and she was open to it, I think these two would definitely be dating.
And Nick Jonas is what, 20-something?
I think he's 25. I think he's the same age as me.
All right, see, there you go. A little cougar time for Shania Twain if she wanted it. It could be her Christmas. It could be on her Christmas list. It's 28 minutes past the hour at the DJB Show.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. We both know going to Office Depot Office Max for 50% off print services is super smart. And your biz could use an Epson printer for $70 off. Now $79.99 plus 50% off signs and banners? Oh, you deserve this. So let's go. Office Depot Office Max. Taking care of business. Offers end 11/18. Limit 1. Get 50% off coupon in store or visit officedepot.com/save.
77 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1490.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This year's. For more information, go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls at our uplink in Washington, D.C. Dougie out today. But ladies, there is a lot of craziness happening in the world in case you didn't miss it, in case you haven't gotten the message on this. Apparently, last weekend got a little bizarre in the eastern Missouri town of Sullivan. And police are now saying that they figured out why. Four people went on a rampage. Barking and yelling, breaking into buildings, even stripping off their clothes and showering in soda water, according to police reports. They say the suspect is a synthetic drug called Flaca. It's behind the behavior of all of these people. According to Sullivan Police Lieutenant Patrick Johnson, he said, quote, we had multiple incidents this past weekend of people on some kind of substance acting out of their minds, barking like dogs, running up and down the street, or other farm animals, entering people's homes, breaking into businesses, yelling outside of local businesses. Two people were arrested, and some of the users were treated in the hospital. Now, the drugs have not yet been tested, but police believe the users mixed methamphetamine with Flaca, which is a man-made drug that's caused strange behavior in other places. Last year, the local newspaper in Florida reported that Flacco was hitting their residents hard in Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, and other parts of the country, and that police were worried that it would spread into Missouri and to Kansas City. It was causing a rash of emergency room visits, overdose deaths. In one highly publicized Florida case, a man reportedly high on Flacco, remember this, gnawed on and disfigured another man's face before he was shot to death by police.
Ugh.
You remember that one?
No.
Seizures?
But,
yeah.
Ugh. No.
This is also known, Flacco is also known as Alpha PVP, and it's known as bath salts. It also is kind of linked to bath salts, which they covered in the news media a few years ago with people trying to eat each other's faces off. It comes in a white or pink crystalline form. It smells awful. It can be eaten, snorted, injected, or vaporized in an electronic cigarette device, according to the National Institute, which has Flacco on a list of emerging trends. Here's my question to you ladies. I am not a drug person. I've only even tried marijuana one time. I'm not the drug person to be judging on this. But I get why people use pot because of the effects that they get. I even get why people might use cocaine because of the effects that they get. I mean, you hear about these great people like the feeling, the high that their body goes on when they're on these certain drugs. What in the hell are people thinking about when they are eating people's faces? Who thinks that that's a good idea to try that? Who thinks that that is a desirable effect of a drug? I mean, I can get it. I understand why people use other drugs, but this one where you might want to bark like a dog and eat someone's face? I mean, are people absolutely that crazy? Who thinks that that's desirable? Why would they even choose to take it?
Those are all great questions. I mean,
I get the other stuff. Yeah. What makes this one so special?
Oh, God, I don't know. The drug issues that we have in this country right now are so scary. And I just feel, you know, when I read these stories, I feel so lucky that I never had any inclination to want to experiment like that. And, you know, this sounds like this is a very cheap drug. And so if people are maybe can't afford other harder drugs or heroin or whatever that they're, you know, doing, or crystal meth or whatever, that maybe this is the next kind of crystal meth. But it's so sad that people feel the need and get so addicted. It's very depressing to me, the whole drug epidemic. I mean, beyond the opioid epidemic, which a lot of people unwittingly have gotten involved in. But this is just, this is like sniffing glue or whippets.
Well, and I feel like the really horrible thing about this is, like, you do it once and it can ruin your life.
Right.
I mean, the guy we were talking about in Florida who was eating someone's face, he was, I think, like, mid-20s. He graduated from college not that long before, and he apparently had been, like, pretty good at school, had been, you know, on the sports teams, and then he did this, and then, so he'd been, like, eating dinner with his family, did this, went out, killed two people, ate one of their, like, faces, and then was arrested. I'm like, this guy's life is never going to be the same because he did some stupid drug. For what? Yeah. Like, it's not like he really got all that much out of it. Like, it's not, he got, I mean, you can't imagine that the high was that great.
Right.
That's
well,
how it ended, so it's
like it. I mean, that's just it. When they're advertising it as you walking around, running up and down the street and barking like a dog, I mean, I get why people get addicted to opioids. It takes away pain, right? It makes your body feel at peace.
Right.
If you are suffering or if you, you know, want to lighten that heavy feeling in your body. Okay, I can understand all of that. And in fact, it actually, I mean, it's not the right thing to do, but you can make sense of it. With something like this, when you know that you're going to just act crazy and do stupid things, I just don't even understand why this becomes a thing or an epidemic. I mean, this town is apparently 7,000 residents, and you've got a good chunk of it who now are experimenting with Flacco and getting arrested and hospitalized every weekend. It's pretty crazy stuff. Let us know what you think. I mean, maybe you can make this make sense to us. DJV Show is where you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. You can also visit our website at djvshow.com. Now, in a little bit of lighter news, I would like to ask you ladies, what music you think psychopaths really listen to? If you have someone who is a verified psychopath, what is the music that would they be listening to? What's on their streaming service? What are they listening to? Is it classical? Is it pop? Is it R&B? Is it country? We'll give you the answer next. It's 41 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier.
And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
I'm Nick Miles in Japan this week with the latest automotive news from the 2017 Tokyo Motor Show. What will the next Subaru WRX look like? Subaru introduces a new concept car at this year's show that is expected to morph into the new WRX. The Visiv Performance concept is one of the most aggressive and stylish concepts to date. This four-door sedan with hawk-eyed headlights and angular grille looks to be ready for the rally course without many modifications. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Agwunobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Four minutes past the hour, DJV show. Dougie out this week. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, all hanging out. And ladies, before our little step away, I asked you what music, if you could predict what psychopaths listen to on whatever their device is, whatever streaming service they use, what music do psychopaths like? Victoria, your answer, please.
I would have to go with, and I'm thinking of Hannibal Lecter, so I'm thinking classical. That
all
would
right,
be my
Kara?
Answer.
Well, she just stole my answer. That's what I was going to say. So now
everybody
I guess,
thinks
now
classical.
I'll say what were my other options? I guess I'll
just
go
any,
for
any genre.
I'll go for hip hop. Why not?
All right. So the inclination is to think classical music when you think about what music psychopaths like, and that's because in films they always try to show the human side of these killers. And so, like Beethoven was featured in Clockwork Orange, or as you guys mentioned, Mozart was used in Silence of the Lambs. So that you would think, but based on Hollywood's depiction of it, that this would be the type of music that psychopaths would like. However,
Researchers gave a questionnaire to more than 190 NYU psychology students that rated their level of psychopathy, right? It includes questions such as, for me, what's right is whatever I can get away with, and love is overrated. Sounds like a questionnaire in my house. The cliche is that all psychopaths are in prison, but they are actually all over. Not all psychopaths, I guess, are guilty of bad behavior. You can be a psychopath next door. Mm-hmm. The students listened to songs from a wide range of musical selections, from classical to recent Billboard 100 songs, and rated them on a 7-point scale. Most of the songs were unfamiliar to the students, and so then there were correlations that the researchers were looking through between preferences for certain songs and the students' score on the psychopathy scale. They identified about 20 songs that seemed to be particularly popular or unpopular depending on the listener's level of being a psychopath. Now, among the songs with the highest correlation were Eminem's Lose Yourself, Kara. There you go. Mm. You also had Justin Bieber scoring very high on the list.
Oh, I really liked his last album. Uh-oh.
Justin Bieber's What Do You Mean was also popular with the students who scored high on the scale. On the low end were Dire Straits' Money for Nothing and the much-covered country tune Wayward Wind. Also low, the Knack's 1979 pop rock hit My Sharona, which makes me a psycho.
I was going to say.
That turns me into a psycho as well. I can't. Hearing it over and over and over again. I'll actually tell you a story about that. But Macarena also scored very high on the list of songs that psychopaths really liked. So, you know.
So it's the theme here is everything's very repetitive. If you
everything
think about
is repetitive.
All those songs, and it's the same beat over and over and over, or the same words.
Or in the Macarena's case, I don't even know the words to this.
Right. I mean, this would make me murder someone.
Hey, Macarena.
Okay, but that same sort of syncopated beat in all of them. That's weird.
True. And you know what? Lose Yourself has got that. You're right.
Yep.
You're right about the beat. Okay, so My Sharona, which apparently psychopaths don't like, but it can turn me into a psychopath. There was a time when my mom and, you know, I was still living at home. I was a teenager, and my mom would work with our church and do the Easter sunrise service. And so we'd have to, she'd help plan it all out, and we'd get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning because we had to be at church early so that we could be there before sunrise when everyone arrived for the service. And our neighbors, the day before Easter, decided to have a huge raging party, and it was when Reality Bites came out with Winona Ryder. Remember that movie? It was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
But in it, they kind of made My Sharona popular again.
Oh, yes.
The soundtrack. And so our neighbors played My Sharona on repeat with all of this drawing up. Play it again. They played My Sharona over and over and over and over again. And seriously, we still now cannot listen to that song without thinking about that night when we got no sleep because of our drunken neighbors singing My Sharona before Easter, when clearly they should have been reflecting like good people.
Or just picking better songs to listen to. This is like when the Carly Rae Jepsen song Call Me Maybe came out.
Oh,
I went to a party that weekend, and the girls there played it over and over and over again. Like, there was one song in between, maybe, and then they would be like, play it again, and I was like, oh my god, never again.
Enough to drive anybody nuts. But anyway, so to wrap this story up, it doesn't, you know, I guess the classical music stuff is off the hook. That is just a Hollywood depiction of people's crazy and what kind of music they listen to. It could be anything. It could be Eminem. It could be Justin Bieber. It could be the Macarena. Watch out for those people in your life. If you see them, check them out. Send them to get medical attention right away. That's your helpful tip for the week on the DJV Show. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. It's 50 minutes past the hour.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256.
Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Pit time, 53 past the hour. I know you're Monday here on the DJV show with Victoria Cara, Rich McFadden, and also Tom Kreitler joining us from the Money Pit.
Good morning.
And, good morning, Tom. How are you?
Excellent.
Yeah, good. Big weekend, big fall weekend. We probably have a couple of fall weekends left that you can get stuff done. So we're going to help you get things done around the house before it's too cold and you lock yourself inside. So if you're here on the in the Midwest or the East Coast. So like I was yesterday, I was out cutting back some grass plants, trimming, doing some mulch, raising the canopy on a holly tree. And then there's some other fall things that we can do around the house. So let's start with number one here, Tom. What is the number one tower? You want to go backwards? Number five.
Number five.
Let's count it down.
Look, they're all important, but yeah, certainly prepping the lawn and garden is important. We cleaned out our garden, got it sort of ready for the winter this weekend. Interestingly, we also were doing some trimming of holly trees. I have two that are large on my property, and one has berries and one doesn't, so we call it the boy tree and the girl tree. and we raised the canopy because nothing grows under those if you don't let some light go through them. So we thinned them out so sunlight got in there, did some other lawn and garden work. A bit of organization, put all the patio furniture away. So that's definitely one thing you got to do right now, and you're smart to do it before it gets any colder out.
Hey, when you're there, is there anything we should do for our deck to prep it for the, or should it just be good to go? Do you do anything for your deck?
No, in the spring you can, you know, if it needs it, you could put a coat of stain on it. But I don't put anything on decks before the wintertime. Right. You know, just get the furniture off.
I don't do stain anymore, man. I got Trex.
You got Trex, yeah, right, composites. No, there's really nothing that you need to do for that, Rich.
Okay.
It's also a good time to think about your protecting your power. Now, you know, we've had so many storms this year. We've had so many areas of the country that had power losses. If you've considered getting a standby generator or a whole house generator, there's never been a better time because the prices have come way down on them. They become very, very, you know, effective and efficient and inexpensive. So good time to think about adding some backup power to your home. You know, they can run on natural gas or propane, which is convenient because you certainly don't want to have to be finding gasoline when the entire neighborhood is in a power failure because, you know, you got to drive miles out of town or stand in long lines for that. So it's a good idea to have a backup generator that runs on propane or runs on natural gas. Also a good time to take a look at your insulation. Most homes don't have enough. Get up there in the attic, see what you got. If you got fiberglass, let's say you got 8 or 10 inches, add another 8 or 10. Add those bats, get unfaced fiberglass bats, no paper, no foil face, just lay them perpendicular to what you have. Now, if your attic has a lot of storage in it, you, of course, can't store on top of that insulation because you'll squish it down and that makes it ineffective. So what I always suggest is sort of plot out an area maybe around the opening of whether it's a stair or, you know, hole in the ceiling that you go into the attic through. Plot out an area around that. Leave less insulation in that spot for your storage, but double it up everywhere else.
So here's one that you get my attention on. Improving my exterior lighting. How can I do that easily?
I'll tell you a real easy way to do it. There's a company called Mr. Beams that I love because they have developed LED lights that run on batteries, and the batteries last for a full year.
Hello.
Now, they have outside spotlights, but I tell you personally, I've got three of these ceiling lights that they make, and I stuck them inside closets in our house where we didn't have enough light to see what colors we were putting on of clothing in the morning. And they are super bright, and the batteries last for a year. They only, you know, are on, they're on sensors, so unless there's motion, they're not going to come on. But they really are effective. So if you just want to step up your security light, pick up a couple of Mr. Beams fixtures. Check them out at MrBeams.com. But I love it because you don't have to wire anything, and they actually are bright. You know, it used to be battery-powered lights, you know, were just so dim, you get more light out of a matchstick.
Yeah.
You know? But these are really super bright today. And most important right now, Rich, if you've not done it yet, you really do need to get your heating system serviced. Because remember, heating systems are running propane, oil, natural gas. They burn dirty. You know, every time you ignite that flame, you leave a little combustion deposit behind, and it builds up over the season. And just because you turn your system on and it comes on doesn't mean it's okay. It might be wasting gas at the least, or it could be blocked or somehow developing a dangerous condition at the worst. So very important to have your heating system serviced now before it gets too cold out.
All right, so you've sent me this nice little document here with all of these tips written out and with some information on them. Where can we get this?
Yep, that's on moneypit.com, or you can put that infographic up, the top five fall fix-ups right there on your website.
Yeah, we'll add it to our Facebook page, and we'll tweet it out, or check it out at moneypit.com. Thank you, Mr. Kreitler. So you got a couple weeks left here. Get your fall fix-ups in there and check it out at moneypit.com. It's 58 past the hour on the DJV show.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.